We are up to Pechetim and Aleph, and we are up to third wide line. And again, the Gemara is looking for a biblical source for that Erechad is Neman. And first the Gemara tries the biblical source of Pesukim, it didn't work, and then the Gemara came back with a Svara. And the Gemara said, Svara doesn't work because it's a Chazak Yisura. It's a Isser that's there. The Svara that we have, that we trust people, is usually when there's no Chazak Yisura. The Gemara answered, it's not, Chazak Yisura means it's an established Isser. She's an Eishes Ish. And it's a Davish of Erev. And the Gemara's response was, we see by Chazak Yisura that a person is Neman. By three cases, Tevel, Hegdish, and Kainamas. So we took the three cases, and yesterday we worked through one of them. And the Gemara said, when is a guy believed in Tevel to say that he removed the Trumas and the Maestras? By the way, I saw yesterday, I'm trying to remember where I saw it, I think in the Mishnayos, or Kivegir Mishnayos, that says that Tevel stands for Toiv Loi, not good. The Lamed is no, and Tesvav is good. Tevel stands for Toiv Loi, not good. I never knew that. I learned that yesterday. Anyway, so by Tevel, the Gemara says you believe to say you separated, but that's because it's Biyadai. And the rule in the Achrayim, the way the Achrayim explained it, is Biyadai removes its Chazik. Its Chazik means established Isser. Anything that you have the ability to remove, the established Isser becomes weaker. Meaning, why is an established Isser a problem? Because you're using testimony to change a status. But if the person has the ability to change the status, that weakens the power of the status. It's not a status that's there, it's a status that can be changed. And he's claiming he changed it, so the status, the fact that it's set one way, is not a factor. That's how the Achrayim explained it. The power of Biyadai, the power that he could do change it, makes it that, as far as we're concerned, the established status doesn't mean anything. Let me try to explain. Tevel is established that it's Usher, but the owner can change it. And since he can change it, the fact that it's established is meaningless. Yes, if it's Dr. Harris's grain and I can change it, so you have to believe me against something that's established. I don't have the power as a testimony to say that, or we don't know that you do. That's the problem. But if I'm the owner, or if I have permission to take Truma off of Dr. Harris's grain without asking him, so I have the power to change the status. The power to change the status weakens how we look at things and say, oh, an Eidachot can't change statuses. Not true. He has the power to change it. The power to change it weakens that. I don't know if I'm explaining it well enough. Anyway, that's the halacha. And the Gemara said, an Eidachot nami if it's somebody else's grain, who says he's believed? That's what we're up to.
But I understand. We're trying to find a biblical source. So
We tried to find the pasuk, we couldn't find it.
Right.
So we came with Svara.
Svara is going to give you a deraisa?
Yes, because we live. Life gives you a deraisa. The Torah said, you eat by people's houses. The Torah said, you trust a woman to say that she kept chivin akiyam. So the Gemara here says that the Svara, Taisa says that elsewhere it says, it's based on the fact that the Gemara, that the Torah says, believe the woman that she has chivin akiyam. Mishamra law. She keeps 7 days, right? How do you know? You have to trust her. So you see that you trust her. But that svara of life is only said when it's not changing an established fact. You're serving me kosher. I don't know that it's treif that you changed it, right? I know that you're serving me kosher. There's no reason, there was not an established treif that you changed.
It works only if it's an established
fact. Well,
fact.
Again, it works when it's not an established fact. When you tell me something is kosher and I didn't know what, there's a piece of fat here and you're telling me it's kosher fat, there was nothing here that said it was treif fat to begin with. I just didn't know and you're informing me. That's the svara. The problem here is, she is an Eishes Ish. We have to change her status as established. It's like something is accepted as treif and you're saying you made it kosher. Or it became kosher. So the Gemara says, we see that in three places that you do have the power to do that. Tevel, Hegdish, and Kainamas. That even though in all those three cases, and we're going to do each case individually, let's take Tevel. Tevel is usher. It's an established isser, right? Yet you go and you eat by people's houses and assume, you trust them, that they separated what they had to. They changed isser into heter. You're relying them to change something that was usher. It was definitely usher. Even when it is an established fact. I think we're mistranslating what established fact means. Established fact means it was definitely usher. Every grain.
Squire is only going to work when it's not.
That's what we said. But now we're coming back and proving that the Squire works even against an established fact. Because when you invite me to your house and you serve me challah, how do I know you separated truma? There was definitely grain that was usher. And you're telling me you made it mutter. You're one aid trying to change, you believed, to go against an established fact. It was tevel. The Gemara's response to that is, we only know you're believed when you had the power to change it. When you had the power to change it, you can say that you exercised that power. But if I come and say that you took truma, how do I know I'm believed? Where do we see that? You see that I can eat at your house. That's because you can tell me you changed it because you had the power to change it. But if I want to come and say you changed it, who says I'm believed with that? Where do we see that? Now we move on to case number two. Hegdish. Person's believed to say that it's no longer hegdish. Something was hegdish, and somebody can come in and say, it is no longer hegdish. It was an established hegdish, and somebody is coming to say that it's no longer hegdish. So the Gemara wants to know what's the case. Ikdush is damim. Is it something that was donated for Bene Kabayas? Everybody can redeem it. So when Reuven comes in and says, this was hegdish, but it's no longer hegdish, he had the power to make it not hegdish. He could redeem it. So if he tells you it's not hegdish, he's telling me I exercised my right to change it from hegdish to non-hegdish, which is in his power to do.
That's why he's believed.
V'hi kedushas hagov. And if it's a carbon, now the only way to remove carbon is to go to Bethan and remove the neder that made it a carbon. I donated it as a carbon. A donation is like a neder. He can remove that with going to Bethan. So now, easy day, if he's claiming that he took that animal back from being a carbon, he has the ability to go to a Bethan and remove his neder. So again, it's in his power to change the status. So we believe him, he changed the status. Eladiachar. And if it's somebody else's carbon, and he comes in and says, oh, it's no longer a carbon. V'yomar, and he says, Yadanabe de Ishumar Ale. I know that the owner removed it. He goof him, how do you know he's believed? We know a person's believed to say it's no longer hegdish. But the only cases we know are in a case when the person himself could change the status. Since he could change the status, he's believed. How do we know that he's believed to say that somebody else changed the status? Again, same svara. We know an eid echad's believed by the fact that I eat at your house. You're serving me something that was hegdish. I trust you that it's not hegdish. But that's because you had the power to make it not hegdish. But let's say I say that you did it. How do I know I'm believed? Where do we see that? Next case. Again, we're trying to figure out a source
right.
That Echad's believed.
Right.
So we know that Echad's believed in three cases. Tevel, Hegdish, and Kanamas.
Right.
But the problem is we only know it in those cases. Well, we can't even extend it to all cases of Tevel. We can't even extend it to all cases of Hegdish. Kanamas. Kanamas is a person made a vow and banned something. It became usher. He made a vow. He said, this bread is usher me. Now, there's a machlokes in Masechtas Nedarim, whether a vow gets me ilur or not. The person says, kainam kehegdish, this should be usher like hegdish. Is there a me'ila? If there is me'ila, he can remove it by redeeming it. If there's no me'ila, it's like a regular nether, he can remove it by going to bed. So he's believed to say he removed it. Again, it's in his purview, it's in his ability to remove it. So we believe him. How do I know that somebody's believed to say that somebody else removed it? Same thing, all three cases. We know a person's believed to say that the netter no longer exists. That's because he has the ability to make the netter no longer exist.
No.
Go to Bethlehem and be shy on the netter.
That's true, that'll work always.
Why not?
You have to be shy on the netter without having the right...
It's very easy to find.
Yeah?
Yeah. Zakta Gemara. Kanamas nami. Ik sabi yesh mila b'kanamas. Do you hold that kanamas makes it like hegdish? Ukdushas damim nachs to lehu. It becomes like hegdish better kabayas. Shouldn't be other luv daisai. He has the ability to redeem it. Like he has the ability to redeem hegdish. It's his own thing. The machloik is in the dharm. If a person says kainam ke hegdish, does it get the like hegdish that there's meal on it? And there's a mandiyama that says yes. But according to that mandiyama, you can redeem it. And if you learn, no, that vows have nothing to do with Hegdish, it's a separate Isser. It's just an Isser. If he's the owner of it, he can remove it by going to a Bezin. The answer is, it belongs to somebody else, and he said that the other person removed it. Where do you know that's believed? Meaning all your sources, or only sources, either when there is no established Isser, or when the owner says he removed the established Isser. He had the ability to do it. You don't have a source of a case where there's an established Isser and it's somebody else who can't remove it comes along and says it was removed. Who says he's believed? Who says he's believed? Amar Abzeira. Let's catch up with Rush.
Want this to work, right? No, for the lady.
Again, we haven't gotten to the end of the Gemara yet. We're trying to figure out a biblical source. Biblical source means nothing to do with Chazal.
Why?
What's biblical mean?
They have a...
Biblical means it's in the Torah. The minute you say Chazal want it, then it's not biblical. Okay, again, so can we give this going
to
be two bladders tomorrow? Can we, like, let the Gemara do its thing? Dr. Ashi, lo yischazik yisura b'hichaticha. That piece didn't have an Isra. Halei dam yikushi. Mi zah batav v'hegdush kiramas. Yabagav yischazik yisura samchim nalai. Ik dushus agov kacha mizveach. Ik sabi yesh mila b'kanamas. The kacha b'er kabayas say it. It's like betz kacha b'er kabayas. Mishamar kaitim kavitza alai. When he uses the word kaitim. So again, at the end of the day, what's the source that a guy can come in and say a status changed without his ability to change the status? Zakta Gemara. Amar Abzeira. Now, there are three ways the Rishonim learn this next Gemara.
I mean, he could have said that the lady was really never married.
He wouldn't be believed.
He could say that the douche that lady had was not valid.
One aid would not be believed in that. Amar of Zero. Mitay Chaimer Shechmar Tala B'Saifam Hekal Tala B'Tchila. Because we throw the book at her, we are makel to believe in Ein Echad. Now there are three ways the Rishonim learned this. Rashi and Shabbos says that we use the power of Avkinu. We Avkinu Kedushin that we talked about yesterday, they have a right to remove Kedushin. Rashi says that we tell the lady, we're going to trust you to do the investigation, and you're going to get married, and we're going to say the Kedushin is not a Kedushin if it's true that he's dead. But if he ends up showing up, right? Meaning we have no right to free you because we have no Tuedim. But we have the right to remove Kedushin. We'll do that if you did your due diligence.
Oh, second Kedushin, not the first Kedushin.
Oh, the second. But if he ends up showing up, we didn't remove the Kedushin. That means you didn't do your due diligence, and therefore we won't remove the Kedushin. We're only removing the Kedushin to satisfy the need of having two witnesses. So we're saying, since we're going to believe that he's dead based on your diligence, we're going to remove the Kedushin, which takes away the technicality of needing two witnesses. But if he ends up showing up, we're not going to remove the Kedushin. So we're removing it conditionally. Meaning, if he's dead, which we mean, but we have to have two witnesses to testify that. So we're going to skip that step and say, given the fact that you're going to do due diligence, we're willing to remove your Kedushin if he ends up being dead. Meaning, we're going to fulfill it technically. If he's dead, we don't have to remove the Kedushin. He's dead. But since we don't have witnesses to say he's dead, we're going to rely on our ability to remove Kedushin to substitute for witnesses. But that's only if he's dead. If he's not dead, we're not going to exercise that right. That's how Rashi and Shabbos explain it. Because we're not interested in freeing Eishes Ish.
And if it turns out he comes back, the kids run the area.
Yes. Okay. So that was your yesterday's question. We went through this yesterday. Yes, you asked, why don't we have kiddo by every case of Mamzerus? That was you asked. You asked this yesterday.
The point I'm saying
Chazaris Hashir.
Is that
Chazaris on Sunday.
So the status of the children are Mamzerim, though? Even Nafkinu or Kedushin?
We're doing with her. We're playing games with her.
We're not playing games with her.
No, it shouldn't be conditional. She's doing her best.
She didn't do her best. That's not true. Anyway. No, it's not true. I'm just telling you what the
Gemara said. You mean the people that are in Florida now, we got the Israelis that are there, and they can't find any bodies, they're not trying?
Again, Chazal say, we're dealing with Eishes Ish. Yesterday you asked the same question. Let's remove every Kedushin every time there's any kind of hint of a problem, and we'll save all Mamzeris and all bad things. That's what you asked yesterday, and you're repeating it today.
I
asked it
before yesterday.
Don't think about it. Can I please explain it now? Okay, well, I heard you. Taisus learns differently. Taisus is a Chiddush Nifla. This is Taisus Shita, number of times in Shas. That even though normally the rule is Rabbanan only can tell you not to do a biblical thing, don't blow Shaifer Rosh Hashanah first day, don't shake Lulav first day Sukkos, don't do certain things, they have the ability to tell you not to do biblical things, they don't have the ability to tell you to violate biblical law, under certain circumstances, Rabbanan even have a power to tell you to go against biblical law. It's in the power of the Rabbanan, this is Taisus Shita, that when they see it as a need, they can say, we take upon ourselves, we are telling you, you can violate the biblical law, it's okay, we have that power. But they only do what Taisus says, only when they really think that it's really not a problem, he's really dead. And therefore, if he's not really dead, that means he didn't do her due diligence. They never removed it. That's how Taisus learns.
Because they
rely on her. Because a woman is told that these are the consequences if he comes back, she will do her due diligence. So therefore, the Rabbanan really think he's dead, so they have the power to remove a biblical law. It's a very big chiddush, because in the Gemara we're going to see clearly that usually Rabbanan only remove laws in Shabbat Tasa. Don't do. They don't do go against the Torah. Here they said go against biblical law. As it says, they have the power on this whenever they see it necessary. Chiddush and Taisa. The third opinion is the Ritva, and the Ritva says that since we rely on the woman to do due diligence, and this is something that usually ultimately will be clarified, he will show up if he's alive, ultimately. Therefore, we're willing to say that we rely on the woman's diligence as if we're witnesses that he are dead. Meaning like this. There's such a thing called Anan Sadi. Bezin can say, we know something is a fact. And when they say they know something is a fact, it's as if their witness is there. We know that this is what happened. So they're saying, we know that this woman will do enough diligence that we can be comfortable saying that he's dead. Because we told her the consequences, we know that we are comfortable. We are the witnesses. We're willing to testify that he's dead based on her diligence and the one aid. So where are the witnesses? Bethan is the witnesses. We're willing to testify that this happened, that he's dead. It's called anansadi. There are certain facts that are just assumed. Assumed as if there were witnesses. Bethan is saying, given the fact that she was told the consequences, and she has one aid, and she was told the consequences, we're willing to assume that he is dead. If he comes back alive, obviously, it didn't work. So, even if there are two witnesses, if he comes back alive, it didn't work. So, according to the Rizva, it's biblical. According to Rashi, and according to Tysus, these are rabbinic laws. Rashi says they exercise the ability of removing Kedushin, and Tysus says they exercise their right to violate the Torah. But the Rizva is saying, this is biblical. We have witnesses. We are the witnesses. We have this established fact based on the fact that the woman knows the price she's going to pay if she doesn't do her due diligence.
But we're looking for deraisa.
So the first two pshatim are saying, we didn't find the deraisa. The first two pshatim are saying, Avram Cohn, since this lady, we want to help her, therefore we're going to do something rabbinic to remove the biblical problem. That's what Rashi learned, and that's what Tysus learned. The Ritva is saying, since we're throwing the book at her, if he comes back, and she continues, that's enough to establish for us as if we saw him dead. And it becomes biblical.
So, why aren't we using the Svara of ladies want to be married? So when she's saying, oh, my husband, she has someone pushing her in her mind that says, you want to stay single? You want to stay... She has somebody pushing her to say that...
The consequences are way too severe for her to play around. He comes back. She's finished.
Finished. The kids are
from Zerba.
What else?
No tuba, no paris, no blahs. All that laws.
No.
A lot of consequences for the poor lady. Don't throw the book at her and don't be lenient. The maestro, she's in a guna. So we decided that it's worth our while to try to help this lady. And the way we help this lady is by setting up a system that protects us and her. Meaning, we don't want Eishes Ish. We want her not to be in a guna. So we figured out a way that we can be confident that he's dead, because we're going to tell her, if he's not, you're going to have so many consequences that she won't get married unless she's sure. And therefore, that will eliminate, by and large, the ability that we're wrong. That's what basically we set up a system. So at the end of the day, is it biblical or rabbinic? According to Rashi and Tysus, it's a rabbinic law. The rabbinic law says we're going to rely on 1A together with her diligence to permit her to get married. The how we got out of biblical law with the rabbinic law, Rashi says we exercise the power of removing Kedushin, and Tysus says that under certain circumstances, Drabonin have a right to tell a person to violate the Torah. Correct.
Right, but
the Drabonin can't.
Gave us the power
exactly,
the power
exactly.
Like Avram was saying before.
He wanted to say it before I said it, and then he had a question on it.
Because we made a third person.
A third person? Why is she a third person? Second person.
She's she remarried and the husband shows up.
Yes,
the first husband shows up. So she's finished with both of these two husbands.
Correct.
Not
in Kherim, she's not a Kherim, but she has no children, no blood.
You're correct. Right. She is independently wealthy and she has no children.
You're right. Under that circumstance, she'll be better off, correct. But she, again, she lived as an HSH. You know, she's guilty of a shaykh and an HSH, or a mamazin if she didn't do her due diligence.
It's a shogig if she brings the korban.
Correct.
And that's about it.
You know, I don't know if women want to live in sin. You know what I mean? Levi, she lives in sin. She doesn't bring a carb because she lies in bed, so she doesn't have to bring a carb. Rashi. Shechmartala b'saifa shimbo b'ayla t'naisilala ka'adhor me'ilu shibmasneishteinu. You put all these things in the Mishnah. Kautala b'tchilu latir li nasib neshicha sheshes. Because she's worried. Shema t'skalko. She might get messed up. Lemintzava the Batka Shaper, and she won't marry until she checks it out well. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Teitze Mizah Mizah. It says that she leaves both husbands. Amarav. Moishanu, when does she leave both husbands? Ella Chinisis Beit Echad. If she gets married from 1-8, then the husband shows up, we throw the book at her. Abo Nisis Abishne Edom. But if one of two Adam came and said her husband died, and then he showed up. Loi Seitze, at this point we think, it means she doesn't have to leave her second husband. Rashi, Loi Seitze, I got give, well, we started. Loi Seitze, Kasal Kedaitech, we now think, Loi Seitze Misheni. That's what Rav said. Machachu Alebe Marava. They chuckled in Eretz Yisrael on this halacha. The person's here, and you're saying she doesn't have to leave her second husband? We don't recognize him as her first husband. And therefore, we don't tell her to leave her second husband, because we don't know that he's the first husband. Correct the Gemara. We don't know him. He says he's the first husband. We don't know him. We don't just, the judgment is her husband. He comes in and says, I'm Pliny. So even if it's 1-8, we wouldn't break up the marriage. If a guy comes in and claims he's the first husband, we don't recognize him. Reuven left town, and Eidechot said he's dead. She did her due diligence. She married Shimon. Somebody walks in and says, hi, I'm Reuven. And nobody entered. We don't see him as Reuven. Why would we break up the second marriage based on his claiming he's Reuven? Zakti Gemara, Leitzvicha, the Asu Beitrei, for Amrandan Havina Badei Michinopek Ben Hashtan. Two people come along with him and say, we went with him the whole time. Since he left the city till now, we've been with him. This is Reuven. The Atam Hudlo Yadisulei, you're not recognizing him. The Siv, Vayakar Yosef is Echa Vehem Lo Hikaru. Yosef was able to recognize his brothers, and they did not recognize who he was. Vayamar of Chizda, Melamachi Yosef Aloy Chasim Mizakin, Baba Chasim Mizakin. He didn't have a beard when he left, and now he had a beard, so they didn't recognize him. Meaning the Gemara is trying to prove it's possible not to recognize somebody after many years. It's possible. And therefore, when two Adam come with him and say, this is Reuven, right? And we say, no, this is not Reuven. And they say, listen, we've been with him. This is Reuven. But they say, we don't recognize him as Reuven. We say to them, you know, I hate to break the news to you people. Some people don't get recognized after 10 years or 20 years or 30 years. They look different. And that's why you're not recognizing him. And therefore, to aid him, I believe, to say to her, you got to get out of a second husband. Your first husband's here.
They didn't believe him.
Later that said he died. Then we don't break up the marriage, and that's going to be a problem in a minute. Again. But now we're explaining Rav as follows. If 1-8 told her husband died, and she got married to a second guy, in walks a person who we don't recognize as her first husband, but who has witnesses with him who identify him as the first husband. And the way they can do that is because they were with him from the beginning to the end. If not, how do they know? Because he told them in China that he's Reuven? That's not Aedis. Terence is, They left the town with him. They're back with him. They know this is the same person. But we're saying we don't recognize him. Well, it happens. People change, and you don't recognize people. So since she got married, Beit Echad, and there are two Edom that say this is her first husband, sorry, lady, he's alive. You're stuck. Teitzei mizeh mizeh is a whole business. But if two Edom told her husband died, and now in comes the guy, and we don't recognize him, and two Edom say he's Reuven, we don't break up the marriage. We don't break up the second marriage. That's what we're saying. We don't know why yet, but that's what Rav is saying now. Here is a guy that on our own we don't recognize him. His recognition, his established, his claim that he's Reuven is backed by two witnesses. We have two witnesses that he died, two witnesses that claim he's here. We can't recognize him. If her hetzer was one aid, two aidim are stronger than one aid. So we tell to the lady, listen, two aidim tell us is Reuven, you're out. All this whole mission applies to you. But if two aidim had told her he's dead, and now two aidim are saying this is Reuven, she doesn't have to break up the marriage, and the Gemara is going to want to know why. But that's what the Gemara is saying. Yes?
Two against one, then
he
has to break up second.
Yeah, he's alive. We have to wait him and say he's alive.
But it's two against two.
At this point, the Gemara is saying she doesn't have to break up the second marriage.
But he has to get
first. Well, we say he's dead. Who says it's him? Because that's the Gemara's gosh. Why not? Two Edom are saying her husband's alive. Two husbands are saying her husband's alive.
He's talking to the town that nobody knows him.
What?
He's talking to the town that nobody knows him. His wife moved out of town, got married, and he appears in Akron. Nobody knows him in Akron. Is that what we're talking about?
No!
He's going back to his own hometown.
Yes. And people don't recognize him.
It's not just her that doesn't recognize him. Everybody doesn't
recognize him. Yeah, people say it's him. Not him.
And he can't prove.
He has to aid him.
No, but other than that.
Well, how is he supposed to prove it?
By being quiz, by answering questions.
Yes.
They don't look like hero.
That doesn't prove anything. How do you prove it? Because he knows his father's name? That's the famous story. That it happened once, and they went to the Rav, and he said, take him to shul, see if he remembers his seat. And he didn't remember his seat, and that proved he was a faker. Yeah. Famous story. What? No. Rashi. Don't you actually say to the Kasalka Daitik, let's say to Mishani. And not have been about day, hope you have a Mehemdi. We got betrayed. I opened this since she got married. Like they say, correct the Gemara. Say, trade. It's two against two. Habor lebi ashim tolikoi. How can you let her stay married? There are two witnesses that say she's an Hesish, and two witnesses say she's not an Hesish. Whoever is living with her is living with a suffix Hesish. Can't ignore two Adam. How do you let him stay married? Something Gemara Amar of Sheshes. She married one of those witnesses that said her husband's dead. He's 100% sure that has it. Ashim Tali is for people that don't know. He knows the husband's dead. He testified the husband's dead. To him, the other two Adam are liars. He knows the fact. And therefore, we can't say he has to bring an Ashim Tali. He says he's not living in sin. He was one of two Adam that testified that the husband died. So that's the kash. We'll get there in a second. But let me just get first this. The trashy. Let's just do more, two more lines. Correct the Gemara. He Google Bashim Tali Kaima. Fine. You took away his problem. But how about her problem? She has two Adam that say her husband's dead, two Adam that say he's not dead. How can she stay married? Don't think about it by Maris Barley. She says, I am sure he's not in. I'm convinced. The trashy, how does she know? Can I date Simonim? She has Simonim that it's not him. Bashim Tali ain't the ball, and Misha Leib and Nightfight. We don't make people bring a carbon only if they think they might have sinned. These two people are convinced they didn't sin. We can't break up the marriage because we don't know who's true or not true. They are convinced that they're not living in sin. we can't have to leave them alone. Now, I'm going to get to the lumdus in a minute, how it works. Step back for a second. Now, Harris asked the question from the second parak, when it said if somebody testifies, he can't marry the woman. So the Rishonim asked the Tasha, and they say, that's if a guy comes by himself. But if there's a group of Edom that come and testify that the guy's dead, and some Rishonim say there were three of them, so therefore any one of them could marry her, because without him, the Edus was there anyway. And that would be the case here, that there were three Edom, and one of the Edom married her. And he's 100% sure that the guy's dead. So you can't tell him you're living in sin. And she is 100% sure that her husband's dead, that he's not in. Now, the Rishonim asked Akasha, what happened to the Chazak of Eishes Ish? There's two against two. She has a Chazak of Eishes Ish. So the Rishonim answer, the concept of Isha Daika Mintzava, the fact that we say women do due diligence, even with two Edom, they do some due diligence, that's enough to weaken the Chazak of Eishes Ish. Because women do due diligence before they get married, not as much with two Edom as with one Edom, but they do some due diligence. Therefore, that weakens the Chazak of Eishes Ish. And therefore, we view her as if it's two against two. She claims she's 100% sure it's not her husband. The Edom claims, I know 100% sure he's dead. We can't get involved. We let them stay married.
What? She's not doing 100% due diligence. What good?
It's every amount of diligence is diligence.
But not everything.
Enough to make a weaker the Cheskes Eishes Ish. That's what we're saying.
So,
diligence,
but if she stays
with
the second guy, then children
should have them. They're not Mamzerim. You mean you want to know how everybody else is going to look at them? They can stay married because they know that he's dead, but the kid, other people don't know. I don't know. They would be suffering mamzerim.
But in the case where he's wrecking,
they're definitely mamzerim.
There are two witnesses.
Well, it's being mamzerim in the second marriage is not a punishment; it's a reality.
But even if they're two and two, and then she comes back. And it's him, then she has to go to the second.
Absolutely.
It's only applied if you don't recognize.
Exactly. It's only true if he's not recognized. If we recognize, there's nothing to talk about. There can be 100 witnesses that he died. If he walks in, he walks in.
How many people have to recognize before she can't get married? In other words, she doesn't recognize him. 99% of people don't recognize him, but there's one guy and found the
recognized. I don't know. It doesn't say. I didn't see anywhere it says what is considered we recognize him. I don't know. I don't know how many people have to recognize him. I don't know. By the way, again, in halakhic literature, this is discussed many a time, that people come in and claim that they were the first husband that we didn't recognize. It happened. People did it because of money. They came back and they said, we'll divorce you if you pay me. Right? So they came back and claimed they were the first husband. They met the first husband. He told them that he ran away from town. He left his wife. They say, good, tell us all about you so we can go back to the city and say, we are you. And we can make some money. And he used to come back to the city and claim they're the first husband. And we said, we don't recognize you. And they used to know all the facts. He had six brothers and a sister. That's where the story came. Take him to shul and tell him to go to his seat. Because that's not something they would have figured out to plan. When he couldn't find out his seat, he admitted he was a liar.
The person comes and says he's insane, right? Better chance of living, right?
We believe him, yeah.
Why?
Why not? We have no chazaka that he's not a kayan. By the way, in the time of the Gemara, I don't know if he would be believed. A truma and things like that, I don't know. Today, we believe them. What's in the Gaya? Didn't go do it. What's in the Gaya?
Jinnabed.
Yeah, it's true. It's the Gaya Ben Jinnabed. I don't know. We believe them.
No, any kind of fact he has to bring?
don't think so. I don't know. They go and show anybody a kayin here? And then they give the guy aliyah, right?
You know what? That's the way it is. Chris says, why is it? Is it? Why is it?
That against the Chazaka. Not going against an established fact. And you're right, if a guy was assumed not to be a Kayan, then one day he walks in and says, I'm a Kayan, maybe there he would have to provide some evidence. He would have to say that I went to my grandfather's Mateva and said, HaKayan. He's been very good. Been excellent. So we're talking about somebody that's grandfather's Mateva said he was a Kayan.
That might
trigger it. He's been good. Now, take my advice. If that's the case, what's the chiddush? Meaning, there's a machlokes tanoim. Let me give an introduction. Two Adam come in and say Reuven died. Two Adam come in and say Reuven didn't die. He's alive. He went and got married to one of the Adam, and she claims she's sure that Reuven died. Marry one of the Adam. Do we break up the marriage or not? Machloikas Tanoim. One time it says no. There's no reason for us to break up the marriage. She did her diligence. He claims she knows he's dead. The Adam says he knows he's dead. So we can't get involved. The other one never says we break up the marriage. But what happens if two Adam came and said Reuven died and she married one of the Adam? Then, after she's married, two Adam show up and say Reuven's alive. The halacha is, everybody agrees that we don't break up the marriage. Because in truth, you married one of her Adam, she's 100% sure that Reuven's dead. We really shouldn't get involved. But if we had both sets of Adam here before, one kind of said, listen, we can't let them get married. But if they're already married, we're not going to break up the marriage. So the Gemara wants to know, this is what Rav is saying. We know that already. There's a machlokes tanoim if the two Adam show up before they got married. But everybody agrees that if the two Adam that he's alive come after they got married, we don't break up the marriage. And that's this case. Two Adam are saying, he's Reuven. Why would we think we do break up the marriage? All the tanoim agree we don't break up the marriage in that case. So what's Rav's chiddush? Two Adam said he was dead. There's no take him as Avita. Two Adam say he's dead. Two Adam come in and say he's alive. We didn't have that case in the Mishnah. She said, I'm sure he's dead. The aid who testified he's dead is willing to marry her.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
To my point. One time it says we let them get married, and one time it says we break it up if they get married.
Before.
But if the two Adam that come that he's alive came after she got married, which is our case, then we let him stay married. So the Gemara's kasha is, what's Rav's chiddush? It's a beferish of Braitza where everybody agrees that we don't break up the marriage if she married one of her Adam and she's sure. So what's the chiddush of Rav? Then we would have to break it up because she's a suffocation ish. Hashem told him he would have to make a carbon for living with her. She's not enough for him. Something Gemara. Yehakim I remember. I feel Rabbi Nachum Berb Yaisi like Hamar. Even Rabbi Nachum Berb Yaisi that breaks up the marriage didn't say it. Alex Shabbat weighed them about Kavnissus. When the Adam came first, and then she got married. Avanissus Viachas Boweid and Boyamar. But if she's married and then the Adam come, even Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yaisi says, let them stay married. The Tanya. Shnayim Emrim Meis, Shnayim Emrim Loi Meis. Two people say he died, two people say he didn't die. Shnayim Emrim Nisgarsha, Shnayim Emrim Loi Nisgarsha. Two people say she got divorced, two people say she didn't get divorced. Harazu Loi Tinatai. Our advice to her is, don't get married. Bimnisis, if she got married to one of the Edom and claims that she is sure that she's divorced or that he's dead. What? That's what you have to say because of the Gemara previously. Loi Teitzeh. We don't break the marriage up. Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yaisi Aimer, Teitzeh. Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yaisi says, we do break the marriage up. Amar Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yaisi. Amos Ani Aimer Teitzeh. When do I say we break up the marriage? When Edom came and then she got married. The question is, so what's Rav's Chiddush? She's married. Two Edom come along and say, this is Reuven. Everybody agrees that we don't break up the marriage. So what's their problem? Why is Rav telling us anything? We learned the Braisa. We know that already. Rashi. Zamt Rashi. He come around, there's no Rashi. Shabo Edom, for Amri Loi Meis. Vukimna Lahi B'Ksubas. And in Ksubas we explain, Be'isha Shanisa for Echad Me'edaha, they married Barim. In the case of that Brisa, is she married one of her witnesses and claims that she's sure that he's dead. That's the only way we can let them stay married. If not, he's Chayv and Hashem Tolu. If we know she's an Eishes Ish, yeah.
No, in other words, showing her guest is not enough.
Well, that's Nisgarsha.
In other words, she didn't have her guest.
Obviously, right. By the way, today women don't have a guest. They have a paper from the Rav that says that they were divorced. With the detail. But it's the Rav. The Rav keeps the guest.
So the new Masada Kedushan, the next marriage, have to check up with whoever,
is
that paper enough?
That paper is enough. I just did it. I was in Masada Kedushan by a second wedding, and I saw the paper. I saw the paper written by the Rav that said that she's divorced.
How did you know it's not
forged? It was just dance was there.
Bezel
signs.
Bezel
on stationery. Bezel signs on their stationery.
Where do they keep it, at his shul or the Bezel?
With the get? The Rav keeps it in his own personal files.
Yeah.
Again, he gave her a paper. He gives her a document that says, the Bezin signed, know that this woman, the man named by him, the woman named this, on this day got divorced in front of our Bezin, and it has a signature of Bezin.
Why won't you keep it in Bezin?
I have no idea where they keep it. I think they keep it in their home, or wherever else they keep their documents.
And we don't give the grusha, the get, because?
I don't know why. The minute is not to give it. We even cut it up. I don't know why. We don't give it. We give her a statement from Beth.
Can't leave it hanging.
We have the answer. And for the Gemara, give me a bunch of answers. We'll say the first one. And for the Gemara, Rav is talking about that the two Edom came in with him before she got married, and Rav is paskening like the Tanakhama. That's what he's saying. And for the Gemara, Kikam and Rav Nami Bezman Shabo Edavach Kachnisus Lafukem Idrav Nachum Barab Yaisi. The Rav is going that the two Edom came with Reuven before she got married, and that's a Machlokes Tanoim, and Rav is picking sides. Rashi, Bafukim Rav Nachum. I'm sorry. He come a Rav Namik Shabo. Edom, how he come a Rav? Moishonu Beidecha Tosam Abagav the Nisus Vakach Babai Levim. She's married and her husband comes because it's only Matnis and Teitzei. Avet Pishnai Edom. Afilu Bai Levakach Nisus. Her husband comes and it's an argument who he is, and then she got married. Loi Say Tilo Yadin Leif. We don't know Mekitzritzin like we answer. Lafukim Rav Nachum. Midlo Yitzchuk Milsid Rav El Bahachi. Alkachi Bahachi Metukma. Vashmina Alocha Ketana Kama. Meaning, because we don't any other shot, we'll say that that's the case of Rav. Fine. We will continue registering.